I find that I'm fascinating.
Well, hello everyone. Today it is with some regret that I am covering perhaps the silliest story I've ever covered on this channel, which is a bust-up over some sandwiches between Nigel Farage and Kemi Badenoch. Here, in perhaps the nadir of British politics in my lifetime, Nigel Farage posted out that he was enjoying a great British sandwich and uploaded a video of himself munching into some sandwiches. And then Kemi Badenoch tweeted out, sorry, I've really struggled to record this today because the story's just too stupid. Badenoch, I'm not going to be able to get through this. Maybe I'll include some outtakes at the end, but Badenoch tweeted out, "What a bland and soggy sandwich. For some proper red meat, it's got to be the Conservatives." Oh, Jesus God. Oh, man. This led to one of the sorriest exchanges I've ever seen, because Farage fired back, "This is Kemi's idea of red meat. More uncontrolled immigration." So he brought it back from the sandwiches to the immigration. Not a bad move by Nige. But then she says, "Oh, well, I was calling for an Australian-style point system that prioritised highly skilled researchers." While, and then she dredged up an old clip of Nigel. Nigel was arguing for unlimited foreign student visas. Now, what's remarkable about this is that Keir Starmer has created a situation where he's flanked both the Tories and Reform under Farage from the right. He has basically taken the anti-immigration turf from under their, you know, he's pulled that rug from under them, painted Kemi as this uncontrolled immigration nut, which basically she is because of the last Tory government. When Starmer says they were running a radical experiment, he's right about that. But he is basically occupying this anti-immigration ground. So it's remarkable now to see Badenoch and Farage, like Dumb and Dumber, like I said in the title, fighting over who is the bigger cuck on immigration now, right, between the two of them. Remarkable to see. Then Starmer weighed in on Sandwichgate, and he used it to kind of paint himself as the defender of this great British institution. Okay, he says, "The Prime Minister's favourite sandwich is tuna, but he occasionally indulges in a cheese toasty, a revelation that comes after Kemi Badenoch criticised sandwiches as not real food." Of course, underlying this is the Blair strategy, okay? Now, I happened to do a bit of a rant on my weekly office hours stream last week. And what I'm going to do, because this is such a nothing story, I'm going to include that rant, which talks through the basic Blair strafe-right strategy and what Starmer has done to do this. Whether it's going to work for Starmer now remains unclear to me, because he had such a bad start. But he does seem to be getting close to double-tapping the Tories, right? I mean, here's Starmer as the Terminator. And if he can do that, I'd be really happy. Whether people are going to vote for Labour after the Southport debacle and some of the other things he did early on, I think is a tall order at this point, because first impressions made, kind of hard to undo. But it seems like somewhere between Sue Gray going and now, someone's had a word in Starmer's ear, and I would suggest that person is Tony Blair himself, because this is pure Blair strafe-right New Labour strategy, which Starmer was not doing a couple of months ago. Now, for some reason, maybe out of desperation, maybe, finding he's so unpopular, he started listening to the Dark Lord again. It's kind of interesting to see this play out. But anyway, what I'm going to do, I'm going to play the the clip from Office Hours where, you know, I'd encourage you to listen to this. And then I'm going to include some outtakes at the end because I must have had about 50 times trying to record this video. And the take you've got here was the one I got through most without laughing at the sheer absurdity of this story. I shouldn't be laughing, really, because, I mean, we're in dire straits here. And this bunch of clowns are talking about sandwiches. Anyway, here's the clip from Office Hours. And like I said, I'm going to include some outtakes at the end. Fulgrim says, Wild, the Starmer and the Blob are dredging up BNP-esque talking points to own the Tories. Hopefully their Cersei Lannister moment of arming the faith militant that bites them later on. Well, what's happened when it comes to the Tories? What happens when it comes to the Tories and Labour and what's happening there is that the long talked about Tony Blair play that I talked about for the past 2 years and I talked about before the election, seemingly Starmer's just started listening to Blair again. I don't know when exactly it happened, but it was basically night and day. It was like Starmer woke up one day, he had new instructions, he'd fired Sue Gray. It'd be like, right, okay, tone is back because I am the least popular prime minister of all time. It's dire straits here. How are we going to get it back? All right, we're going to finally listen to tone. Tone is back. They're doing the Blair plays as they should have done from the start, really. Blair's come in. He's been like, right, you didn't listen to me, did you? Come on, Keir, admit it. You didn't, and now you're in the ship. You're going to listen to me this time? Yes, tone, okay. And you can already see things are going Blair's way again. Digital ID is back. They're introducing digital ID in pubs and clubs and things now, and casinos and various other places. They're sneaking in the digital ID. So he's getting his foot in there. And it's just really obvious that the Blairites are back in the room after Starmer. I mean, I think he had like a couple of months where he thought, right, I'm the prime minister now. I can go this alone. I know what I'm doing. Bugger off, Blairites. Well, that was a disaster. And it's clear that somebody's taken Starmer aside and been like, no, we're going to do it this way. And frankly, he's the Dark Lord for a reason, right? This strategy works. They are absolutely wrecking the Tories. Every time Kemi Badenoch stands up in PMQs, Starmer just drills and destroys her on immigration. And they're pulling up clips of Kemi Badenoch supporting it. They're calling it a radical open borders experiment. They are hammering the Tories. Now, I think for reform should be making hay with this and be getting emboldened. Farage keeps on saying the momentum is with them. I believe this is media puffery, basically, and that reform are weak, pathetic, not making the most of it, dropping the ball. I continue to believe that that is the case. And if things carry on, we could end up with a very strange scenario where there's no overall majority. Because even though these plays of the Dark Lord work, the damage Starmer did over Southport and the damage he's already done, it may be too late for him. Frankly, I think the Labour could reduce immigration to zero, and I still don't think most people would vote for them because they just hate Starmer as a man, as a person. I hate Starmer as a person and a man. It's been amazing watching him doing this, and we've all been like fist bumping, watching the Terminator work for us for a change, right? But I don't think that most people are going to fall for it. Basically, they're not going to go for it because it's very hard to turn around first impressions. And the first impression that the country had of Starmer was that Keir Starmer is inhuman and he hates this country. And I reckon he could turn all the boats around and reduce immigration to zero, and still, I don't think he's going to get much for it. But Farage is not really grabbing the issue by the scruff of the neck. The Tories are done and dusted. Lib Dem, I mean, fucking Lib Dems are still like going to theme parks and doing Christmas dances and all this nonsense. So it's very possible that we could be in a hung parliament sort of situation if they held an election, if nothing changes. I don't know how much longer the Kemi Badenoch can take the... she is getting caned. She is getting absolutely destroyed every time. And the fact that she is Nigerian, right? The fact that she is quite clearly an immigrant herself, when Labour are going hard anti-immigration, is backfiring pretty heavily on the Tories, as somebody thought about. So from my perspective, from the zero seats perspective, things are playing out great. Because, you know, the Tory are getting double tapped. Remember, I campaigned on this channel for Kemi Badenoch to be the leader because I didn't want T1000 to reform. Well, T1000 is currently dangling over the lava. Hasta la vista, baby. So there we are.
Well, hello, everyone. Today, I am reporting on the sorry and dismal state of British politics. It is with regret, friends, that I have to talk about a bust-up between Nigel Farage. Well, hello, everyone. Today, it's with some regret that I have to report on a bust-up over some sandwich. Hello, everyone. Today, it's with some regret that... Well, hello, everyone. Today, it's with some regret that I'm reporting on perhaps the silliest story I've ever covered on this channel, which is a bust-up over some sandwiches. Here... we can see that Nigel Farage was enjoying some real food, a great British sandwich, and if you like this video, be sure to like and subscribe. You can join the channel for thousands of hours of past shows in the archive and hundreds of videos. If you have any questions, you can leave a super chat or a super thanks, and I'll be sure to pick it up during my weekly office hours, which run every Tuesday afternoon. I also provide courses at the academic agency, which I encourage people to buy. Thousands of students now have taken the Trivium to improve their skills in writing, logic, and rhetoric. Just three of many courses available. Buy it now. But most importantly of all, friends, get out.